Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Escape from Manus, written by Javed Elam and read by Roy Joseph. I'm going to die tonight. I'm going to die tonight. I was sad to realize I'd never feel the sun again. Most likely none of us would. It was past midnight, and I'd had time to think things through. I accepted the finality. I was at peace. Crouched around me in the darkness were 100 men, women, and children. The wind howled, and the air grew louder with the cries of desperate souls. Like me, they could see the world ending. Young families prayed together, united in their terror and grief. A mother clutched a baby close to her chest, looking at her child for perhaps the last time. A silent farewell. Next to her, a group of men, fathers, sons, survivors, tried to project strength and calm. Others wept loud and long. They had made it this far only to die on the relentless waves, lost to history, soon to be forgotten. Their stories would never be written. For all the desperation and pleas for help from God, it had fallen strangely quiet inside my head. I'd somehow managed to turn down the noise and switched off the lights so I could have a final, frank conversation with my soul. Have I been a good person? What is the measure of goodness? Staring straight at death made me look at my life. 21 years on earth, and what had I done with them? Were my days just a waste of effort, or had I been a contributing member of the human race? Did I use my time here wisely? Had I made any difference at all? I lifted my eyes to search for comfort in the permanence of the stars, but heavy clouds had muted the sky. The only light came from the wavering glow of a kerosene lamp and the glare of a couple of flashlights from the depths of the boat, where people took turns bailing out the rising water. They were fighting a losing battle. We were far from land on an angry sea, and our broken vessel was sinking fast. It had been 3 days since we'd all scrambled aboard the old fishing hulk off a far-flung beach near Kendari, Indonesia. The crew was supposed to sail us to Darwin, where, according to a rumour that everyone had heard at one time or another, Australians opened their hearts and their country to people like us, those on the run from torture, persecution, and death. We thought they were good and caring people, so different from the ones we were fleeing from. The final maritime push in our grueling odyssey toward salvation had been an almost comical study in human error. The agents we'd put our trust in turned out to be sneaky and unreliable. Alarmingly, they appeared to be incompetent as well. The rickety boat they surprised us with, so unprepared for a long sea voyage, had bled oil and breathed smoke from the moment it departed. There was precious little food or water on board, no navigational equipment beyond a compass, no radio, and no life jackets. Now, 72 hours later, the hull had ruptured and we were sliding into the watery abyss. That so many people, all of us strangers from different lands, would wager their lives on such a hopeless journey testified to our shared desperation.